The radiocarbon date of the bone is right for the date of when they both died, and also the age of the bone is correct in terms of how old the individual was when they died, and it's from the right area of the site. It's from the area of the high altar, which is where we know that Alfred and Edward were buried. And we think that other members of the family, royal family, who were moved to Hyde Abbey were not buried in that same location. So really the only people who it could be are Alfred or his son Edward. There's the potential for a re-excavation at the site of Hyde Abbey, because we know there are areas of the site that were not excavated by the community excavation, where there's the potential for there to be more pieces of bone. And then if we do get more pieces of bone that are the right date, then there's a potential to do DNA analysis as well, because we would have... The problem at the moment is we have nothing to compare our piece of bone with in DNA analysis. But if we found some other pieces of bone, we could then potentially compare the DNA and try and determine whether we do have more than one individual and if they are related.
And is there any way of telling then whether this bone or any other bones that you may find are from Alfred or Edward? Can you differentiate, or is that sort of vaguely impossible?
If we only had one individual, a DNA from only one individual, you would not be able to tell which individual it was. You'd have to have something else to compare it with. If we had pieces of bone from both of them, we should be able to determine the relationship between those two individuals. So we should hopefully be able to see which was the father and which was the son. But if you just have a single individual, you can't say which of the two they are.
So I guess it all kind of depends on what happens now and whether you find anything else.
Whether we find anything else and whether there's the potential to compare with other individuals who are also known to be related to Alfred and Edward.
And can I tell us how significant this is to, you know, to our history and to us as a whole sort of today?
Well, Alfred the Great and Edward the Elder are very, very important Saxon kings. And to be able to say that we can plausibly link this piece of bone to one of those great Saxon kings whose burial place has been lost for so many hundreds of years is very important, I think.